You think if you call somebody and say, hey, there's nothing new, that makes you look lazy. It makes you look like what you're doing nothing. It's not about you. It's about them. When do you normally talk to your clients? When you have good news and when you have bad news. When is that going to happen? You don't know, right? So what does that mean? You're failing to put predictability into the process. How do you put predictability into the process? I'll tell you what we used to do as hostage negotiators working kidnappings overseas. I had to have it pointed out to me. And then I found a real estate agent that was doing it in Australia, and her referral pipeline was far in excess of what anybody else's was. So I'm working cases in the Philippines, and what are we doing? We're calling a family when there's good news and there's bad news. Families didn't like us at all. Very early in my career of running these cases overseas. Finally, there was a guy with the State Department named Ted. Ted, an interesting cat. And the families loved Ted, loved him. And he wasn't actually doing anything. He wasn't there saving anybody's life. And it was annoying the hell out of me. They liked Ted more than they liked us. Finally, Ted calls me on the phone. He says, look, I can't take it anymore. Here's what you're doing to kill yourself. They never wonder when they're going to hear from me. I have scheduled calls with them. They always know when they're going to hear from me. And I tell them in advance, you're going to hear from me in exactly a day and a half. And a phone rings. And if I got nothing to tell them, I call them on the phone. I say, I got nothing to tell you. And they love it. You want to call when you have information. You think if you call somebody and say, hey, there's nothing new, that makes you look lazy. It makes you look like what you're doing nothing. It's not about you. It's about them. They're wondering what's going on. They find it very reassuring. If there's nothing new, you call at the appointed time and say there's nothing new. And I knew this in hostage negotiation. Then I'm listening to this real estate agent who's a focused speaker at a major conference in Australia simply because of her pipeline. Was killing everybody on the pipeline. And she laid out that that's what their schedule was with their clients. Their clients always knew when they were going to hear from the person, from whoever was representing them. Not when there was good news or bad news. Now, breaking bad news is something we're going to get into, but a consistent basis of when they're going to hear from you. Because what do they do? What happened to us in hostage negotiation? They didn't know when they're going to hear from us. The minute they got off the phone, they go on the internet, start Googling information, and then they want to call me and find out why I'm not doing this, why I'm not doing that. Sound familiar? In their anxiety to get to the transaction, if they feel they're being held in the dark, they're going to go out and they're going to start searching stuff. They're going to start asking questions. They're going to talk to their brother-in-law. Oh, your agent's not doing this. Why aren't they doing that? That's why they want to call you at all kind of odd times, on weekends and on evenings, because they've been Googling stuff. And they don't know when they're going to hear from you. Let's say they know they're going to hear from you at 10 o'clock on Monday. They're less likely to ring you up at 10 p.m. on Sunday because they know when they're going to hear from you. I got to the point where we never let anybody wonder when they were going to hear from us, whether it was a specific time or if it was something that was going to go down in 2 or 3 days. As soon as I got to the end of every call, I'd say, you're going to hear from me in an hour. And an hour later, I got back on the phone. And if I had nothing new, just want you to know there's nothing new, and they loved it. Now, the final kicker was, because this is human nature, we're working a case in the Philippines, Burnham Sabero case, and Mary Jones is the sister of Gracia Burnham, and everybody was scared of Mary Jones. I mean, scared to death of her. When I finally met her, when it was all over, I meet this, you know, this kind of short, just upbeat, she's got this pixie haircut, and I'm like, how is everybody scared to death of this girl? I mean, how the hell is, because she wanted answers. And I got a SWAT guy in Cincinnati that scared to call her on the phone. I got a SWAT guy scared of this little pixie. And I call him one day. I said, you call Mary on the phone yet? He goes, no, I'm tired of calling her on the phone, asking her how she's doing, and having her bite my head off. And I'm like, first of all, that's not what I told you to do. I didn't call you to call her on the phone and say, how you doing? Like, how the hell do you think she's doing? As a trusted advisor and as a professional, you know how your clients are doing. When they're anxiously waiting on news, don't call them on the phone and say, how are you today? You're supposed to know. You make yourself look stupid. And in her mind, she's like, how the hell do you think I am? My sister's being held hostage by Islamic terrorists in the Philippines, and they are known for doing horrible things to people. How do you think I am? So these tiny little emotional intelligence tweaks. Don't ask somebody how they are when you know how they are. Demonstrate an understanding. Don't let them wonder when they're going to hear from you. Because the minute that they start hearing, knowing when they're going to hear from you, even if you got nothing new, you put predictability back in the process, and you build predictability in an unpredictable process. Because as every one of you said, you don't know when there's going to be good news, you don't know when there's going to be bad news, but you can be eminently predictable in the way that you interact with your clients, and they will love it. Because you put predictability in an uncertain situation.